Today's Mishnah in Masechet Yadayim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Dalet, the Mishnah Beit. So, we had started off with the discussion of the very day that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, that was that same day, Bo Bayom. Many things were said Bo Bayom, because that was the day where we opened up the floodgates to those who had wanted to come into the Beis HaMedrash, but were not allowed into the Beis HaMedrash because of the fact that they might be big Talmidei Chachamim, but they weren't inside like outside, and we only want the Orein HaBris, which is Pitocho and Chitzon, was covered with Zahav. So if there's no Zahav inside, we don't let them in. But then we got all that extra intellectual material in which everybody was able to be made, and we gave over the Psak Halacha on those days, we took votes and so on. So once we discussed that about Shir HaShirim and Kohelet, there were some other things that have to do actually with more of the Kachim matters that we were talking about. And Bo Bayom Amru, there was another thing that was said on the day that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah became the new Nasi. Kol Azvachim Shenizbechu Shelo Lishma Sherim. Sounds familiar? Ela Shelo Alu Lebaalim Leshum Chova Chutz Min HaPesach Umin HaChatas. So that was the day that they actually paskened the din and the opening of Zvachim HaPesach Bizmano. And if you shechted the Korban Pesach Shelo Lishmo during the time, meaning Dafka Bein HaHarbayim B'Yudalet B'Nisan, only at that time do you pass a Shelo Lishma. As we know, the Korban Pesach actually turns into a Shlomim if you shecht it at any other time, Shelo Lishmo. V'Hachatat B'Kolzman. Korban Chatas, that has no particular time. If it's ever brought Shelo Lishmo, it's not a kosher Chatas, but the Pesach is a very limited window for this din. Rabbi Eliezer, who always says the din of a chatas and an asham is compared, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Afa Asham, an asham also is posel shelo lishma haPesach bizmano, and the chatas and the asham are the same at any time at all. Omar Rabbi Shimon ben Azai, mikubal ani mipi shivim ushnaim zakein, biyom shor shivus Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah bi yeshiva. Shekol hazvachim hane'echalim shenizbechu shelo lishma kasher. You guys got it wrong. What the Beis Din paskened on that day was that any edible zvachim are kosher if they were shenizbechu shelo lishma, they're ksherim el shelo alu lebaalim l'shem chova chutz min haPesach u'min haChatas. However, they never said that kol hazvachim are kosher. They only said all edible zvachim are kosher, which means that Ben Azai was adding to the list of posel korbanos the korban eila, because he said it needed to be edible. A korban eila obviously is not edible. And lo hosif Ben Azai, the only thing that Ben Azai adds to those korbanos that were posel totally, instead of simply being lo ol lebalim l'shem chova, the only korban added by Ben Azai was the korban eilah, and we don't paskin like that. Lo hodu lo chachamim, and they insist that the psak was exactly the way we said it before, just like the opening mishnah in Zvachim. It's the pesach and the chatas, and not the eilah. Yadayim perek revi mishnah gimel. Yet another din about the same Biyom, that very special Bo Bayom, that Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah took the place of Rebbe Gamliel, and he was turned into the Nasi. And there we have the question about what do we do about Meiser, because remember, normally we have a pretty clear understanding of the Seder of the years of the Shemitah, when it comes to Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani. Meiser Rishon is given every year. Meiser Sheni is given in years 1 and 2 and in years 4 and 5. And Meiser Ani takes the place of Meiser Sheni in years 3 and 6. And then in year 7, since the Shemitah is Chal, there's no miser at all that's taken because it's considered to be open to everyone. The problem is, what about in locations where there is no Shemitah? So what is done in those places during the seventh year? Do we like go back to the, I mean, it's like, is it 2 years in a row, Miser Ani, or do we switch back to Miser Sheni the way we normally would done? Because we don't have over here the Hefker. Hefker is Potter from Miser, but certainly not if there's no Hefker. So the thing is that you'll say, well, I mean, if there's no Shemitah, then there's also no dinim of Kedusha of the Arutz for Trumas and Maisers. That's true, except that there were Takonis that were Mechayiv the Golis in bringing Trumas and Maisers. And these were two different Takonis. There was a Takonis HaNeviim at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, where there was still Beis HaMikdash HaRishon, where there was still Neviim, and there were people that were living in Bavel. And so they made an early takana that, look, we have to keep Maisers in Bavel, because, I mean, it was like one community with people that were in Eretz Yisrael and in Bavel. And if there wouldn't be Trumas and Maisers, so then people would end up being Mekel, they wouldn't realize the difference in the Kedushas Eretz and so on. They got so turned on to the specialness of Bavel. After all, as the Rambam points out, Kishem Shasu Latzet Mi Eretz Yisrael, the Chutzlaretz Kein Asu Latzet Mi Bavel, L'Shar Ha'aratzot. So because of that, they were cheshish that people would end up becoming Mizalzel and Maisers. And then, after the second Beis HaMikdash was built, so there were people that were settling around also in the area of Eretz Yisrael, including Mitzrayim, as we know about the big Yishuv in Mitzrayim, and in Ammon and Moab, which is, you know, where people are trying to go today to get flights out of Jordan. So that would be those areas that once upon a time were called Ammon and Moab. So, okay, what's the din? So they had Truma, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni in the first 2 years, and in the fifth, in three and six was Maaser Ani. And then the question was, there's no Shemitah, because they weren't Gozer Shemitah, so it wasn't Hefker. So then the question is, okay, so what do we do with those years? So on that day, Bo Bayom, it says that word Bo Bayom, it's the day that Reb Elazar ben Azariah was made to be the Nasi. It was a famous day in Barnea's neighborhood. They had a little plaque over there to remind everyone. And, you know, Yavne is, after all, Barnea territory. And so the question was, what would be the din? And Bo Bayom, they paskened that Ammon and Moab, actually, what is the din of Ammon and Moab? So they said that the din of Ammon and Moab, they told us what the halacha was, yes, about the, we know the din of Mitzrayim, and we know the din in Bavel, but what's the din of Ammon and Moab? So what they said was theirs, will evolve through this Mishnah, it's a bit long, but we know that the Takana was in Bavel, that during Shemitah you take Maaser Sheni. And the Takana was in Mitzrayim, which was the later Takana, that in, actually, in Mitzrayim, in Shemitah, you should take Maaser Ani. And the question, we still did not know what the Psak was, would be in Ammon and Moab. So Rabbi Tarfon, he was Gezer, that they should bring in Ammon and Moab Maaser Ani. Because, after all, it was a difficult time, and we needed to get as much as possible that there should be money available for Aniyim, and we didn't have the Shemitah to be able to supply free food for Aniyim, and therefore they were Gozer. If it didn't be Gozer Maaser, we should be Gozer Maaser Ani, and that way it would go directly to Aniyim. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, no, it should be the din of Maaser Sheni, the same way that we were mitaken when it came to Bava. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, to Rabbi Yishmael said, Elazar ben Azariah, Alecha Raya Lelamed, you're the guy who's going to have to prove your opinion, because you're more chomer. You're telling me that you have to take Maaser Sheni and not Maaser Ani, and that is definitely a chumra, because Maaser Sheni, which has a level of kedusha, is aser b'achila and tuma, and it's aser outside of Yerushalayim, and it's aser for someone who's an einin and so on. None of those didn't apply to Maaser Ani. So you want to make this chumra, so you got to prove that we would go l'chumra. This whole thing is a drabbanan, and the normal way in paskening a drabbanan is that if you have l'chumra l'kula, you go l'kula. So therefore, the burden of proof is upon you. So let's hear what you have to say. Shekol ha-machmir, alav haraya l'lameh. The one who's coming to say, to go l'chumra the drabbanan, he's the one that's going to have to prove his opinion. So we hand you the microphone, and let's see what you've got to say for yourself. Says Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, excuse me, listen, my dear brother Yishmael, I mean, I'm not doing anything unusual over here. Last I heard is that after a year of Maaser Ani, we go back to Maaser Sheni. Did you never hear that? I think it's pretty well known. Now, you're the guy who's coming along and saying, after a year of Maaser Ani, let's have some more Maaser Ani. So it seems to me that the burden of proof is on the man who's saying something so strange. So let's hear what you have to say for yourself first, and then I'll talk. How about that? Ani lo shaniti miseder hashanim. I'm doing what you always do, you know. But my dear bro, Tarvon, you know, you're the guy who's changing the norms, and therefore, you're the guy who's got to bring the raya. Says Rabbi Tarfon, okay, I'm ready to stand up for my raya. Instead of getting into a whole argument about who's got to bring the raya, I shall be very graceful about this, and I'll tell you what my svar is. Very simple. Look, last I heard is that we have an early takona of the Nevi'im, and that was, we've got this idea we have an early takana of the Chachamim on Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is Chutz Laretz, last I heard. Amon Umoav is Chutz Laretz, and I think it should be an extension of that logical takana, just like Mitzrayim, they made a takana of Maaser Ani B'Shvi'as as being something that takes the place of the Shemitah that would normally have given over Paris to poor people. This is the way to get them, by at least getting them a 10% that goes directly to the poor, instead of what they normally would have had in Shemitah. So I think that we can bow to those very intelligent people who made that takon about Mitzrayim, and we should say, just like they were gozer Mitzrayim, Maaser Ani B'Shvi'as, Afa Monu Moav, Maaser Ani B'Shvi'as, and I'm not saying anything new. I'm just saying, you see, I'm not the one that changes the orders of the year. It was the earlier Rabbanan. If you'd like to set yourself up against the opinion of all of those great Chachamim and claim that I'm the one who is changing, well, you talk to them. But I'm just doing the same thing that was done in a long-standing takana. So why shouldn't we do the same thing? Hey, Shiv Reb Elazar ben Azariah, well, yes, you could look at it that way, but how about if we go all the way back to the prophets instead of going back to the Chachamim? I think they were pretty smart, too. Now, Bava is Chutz Laretz, last I heard, and Amon Moav is Chutz Laretz, and the Nevi'im decided that Bava should be Maaser Sheni B'Shvi'as, and it seems reasonable to me that Amon Moav should therefore follow the initial takana of the Nevi'im, and they should therefore do the logical thing, which is you follow a year of Maaser Ani with a year of Maaser Sheni. And therefore, since year 6 was Maaser Ani, year 7 is Maaser Sheni if there is no Shemitah. And that should be the same thing as here. Says Rabbi Tarfon, well, now wait a minute. I mean, do you think it's just coincidental that there was a different takana for Bavel than there was for Mitzrayim? Why don't we think about the logic? Amar Rabbi Tarfon, look, note that Mitzrayim, which was close to Eretz Yisrael, they made a takana of Maaser Ani for a very simple reason. Mitzrayim is within easy reach of Eretz Yisrael. So because of that, they wanted the Aniyim who live in Eretz Yisrael to take a brief trip into Mitzrayim on their way to flying out of Taba or out of, you know, these crazy places, Sharm el-Sheikh, whatever. But meanwhile, they would be able to pick up some free peres on their way to their $3,000 flights, so that these poor Aniyim, all going to Yeshiva and Eretz Yisrael, of course, should be able to get some free peres. After all, there's no Shemitah to support them. And that makes sense. Aniyei Yisrael should be nisbachim alav b'shvius. So Ammon and Moab, which are also right near Eretz Yisrael, all you got to do is go over Gesher Allenby, and you've got yourself some free peres to collect over there if you're poor. So I say, look, I mean, it's not a coincidence that these two takanot were made differently. I mean, you think that the chachamim that made the takana about Mitzrayim weren't aware of the takana that the Nevi'im had made? Why do you think they made it differently? Because they were concerned for Aniyei Eretz Yisrael. Amar lo Reb Elezer ben Azarya, oh yes, of course, you are the great benefactor. Hareyata kimahanan mamon. So you are seeing to it that these guys should have a little bit of extra food in the fridge. And what you're really doing is you're killing their lives. It's all very nice to say we get them a little extra cash. How about some life? You're paying for the loss of life? When you say that we should take off Maaser Ani, you are koveya atat ha-shamayim el-ori talu matar. You are actually otiyat tem koveim. That's like stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu by not having people giving over the masrot. Take a look what it says in Malachi. Ha-yigba adam Elohim ki atem koveim oti. Would a human being steal from the Lord like you idiots steal from me? When did we do that? You don't give your Maaser Sheni, and Bameira Tem Ne'arim. This is why you end up not having food. So now you want to know what is the ultimate benefactor. It isn't you, it's me. And I'm saying they should not be destroying the world by not giving over Maaser Sheni. Oh, my Rabbi Yoshua, I got to tell you that I think Rabbi Tarfon is right. I don't agree with his logic, but I do think he's right. I want to respond for him to what this taina was. And it's not what he said. I'm not going to repeat what he argued. And he said, well, it makes more sense to say that the takana must have been to be similar and so on. That's not the point. I'll tell you why I think he's right, even though his logic isn't right. The point of Ammon and Moab should be Maaser Ani for two reasons. Number one, Mitzrayim is a Maaseh Chadash, and Bavel is a Maaseh Yashan. Look, we're not privy to the whole story over here. Right, but we do know that it was the Nevi'im that were at the time of the Golis, at the time of the Nebuchadnezzar, and they were the ones who gave over that takana. Now, later on, there was not any Nevi'im, but later on there was a takana of what the din would be by the Mitzrayim. So what we're talking about is a new event, right? We know that later on there was a problem of what to do with Ammon and Moab, and there's a takana, and there was some argument in Yavne about what that takana was. Now, I think that it's very logical to say that we're not privy to all of the insights of those who made these takanas. However, is it not more logical that whatever the most recent takano would be, that it's the most updated in terms of the concerns for the actual practical situations that were nogea at that time. So if we're not privy to it, we should assume that those takanas that were made closer to our times are the ones that should be nogea. I mean, and why should we learn something? I mean, and it makes sense to us because of the needs of the aniyim. Now, as far as what the logic was of the Nevi'im, I have no idea. But, you know, we're not going to learn a Maisa Chadash from a Maisa Yashan, which was in a different time, a different place. And you're saying, well, nonetheless, they were smarter people. I mean, but it's context. Context is everything. So how can we ignore the context? And that's my first reason. I'll tell you something else. That if Mitzrayim is a takana, a later takana, which is a takana de Rabbanan, Maase Zekeinim, and Bavel is a Maase of Nevi'im. So we understand that the thought process of Zekeinim is fundamentally different from the thought process and the awareness of Nevi'im. Now you're saying, we should pretend that we're Nevi'im because that's what the Nevi'im, but we're not Nevi'im. So we are Chachamim. Our thought processes and the way that we live in the world are the thought processes of those who made the Takana for Mitzrayim. You don't make yourself something that you're not and turn the nature of your reality into a nature of reality that you're not really privy to. And therefore, I say, Yidon Maase Zekeinim, Mimaase Zekeinim. The Al Yidon Maase Zekeinim, Mimaase Nevi'im. Quite aside from the point of the context of the situation, we're talking about a different mentality. I don't understand why we should look at what it is that the Nevi'im did if we have a later example. Anyway, Lamaisa, they ended up taking a vote. So Nimnu Vigamru, Amonu Moav Masrim Maser Ani Bashvi'it. Ended up paskening like Rabbi Tarfon and like Rabbi Yeshua just explained. It's a deal in Maser Ani. And this is the beautiful story that we had in Chagiga. Kishabar Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaski said to Rabbi Eliezer Belod, Amalo Machidush Ayalacham beBeit HaMidrash Hayom. And this was the reason, if you recall, that people were nervous because his eyes popped out and so on. So in the Gemara Chagiga, so he had to be mispalal that his eyes, Rabbi Yossi's eyes should go back in, because he's telling me a chiddush which we were mekabel as if it was halacha l'meshem Sinai from Derei Derez. What kind of chutzpah yak telling me, we decided, you decided, who are you, mouse? So, okay, but anyway, al tachushu l'minyanechem. So you remember the beautiful Gemara, but the Mishnah doesn't say over all of the exciting issues in between. So he asked them, what was the chiddush in your Beis HaMedrash? So Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaski said, well, we took a vote in our Beis HaMedrash, and we decided that Ammon and Moab should take Meiser Oni during Shemitah. Bacha Rebbe Eliezer v'yomar sod Hashem l'reyav u'brito l'hodi'am. How wonderful it is to see that poor, ignorant people who have no idea of what the din is, that when they sit and they think about what the din should be, they end up being mechavin to the halacha. That is just beautiful. Say them, Orlam, go tell the people in your Bezdin, Al tachushu l'minyanechem. Don't have any chashash that maybe you came out with the wrong psak. V'kubal ani mirab Yochanan ben Zakai, sheshama mirabo, v'mirabo mirabo, ad halacha l'meshem Sinai, which obviously is not halacha l'meshem Sinai, but it's so powerful. It's ke'ilu halacha l'meshem Sinai, she'amon u'moav ma'asrim ma'aser ani bashvi'it. And that indeed is the psak halacha, finally. Okay, gentlemen.
Maybe. Yes. Are we dafka not using the lashon of Eivar Yarden?
Eivar Yarden?
As the land that was conquered by Moshe Rabbeinu, opposed to land that was unconquered. Is there that distinction that's been made here in the lashon?
No, we're not talking about Eivar Yarden.
What are we talking about?
We're talking about Ammon and Moab, which whatever that was the area that wasn't conquered. The area that was conquered, that's the same thing as Eretz Yisrael. All right, Rabosai. It has been a wonderful time together. Whew, been a busy couple of days. And Bezrat Hashem, Halvai should always be busy like that. That'd be great. Okay, Kol Tov Lachem. Wishing you only Bisrot Tovot and Nisim V'Niflaot.